Joe, I'm very saddened today that you did not enjoy the Doritos Loco taco.
You seemed genuinely hurt when I said this taco sucked.
I was expecting you to be like, you know what? That was pretty good. Nothing. It's just,
yeah,
it's You're just like, that was bad. You're like, that was horrible. Wasted my life.
You were genuinely upset. Adam, we went to Taco Bell today, and he's been wanting me to get a Doritos Locos taco. So now I don't trust you on the Cheez-It, because you told me that one was good, right? So now,
everything's, you know, Taco Bell's, I think, is pretty good. I don't think anything's, like, horrible. Like, you just won't even eat a Doritos Loco ever. If somebody gave you a free one, you wouldn't even eat it?
No, I wouldn't even eat it then.
Wow.
That's how bad I thought it was.
Wow. Maybe you need the Cool Ranch version. Maybe you'd like that.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel like it goes with it. You know, doesn't go with the meal.
No. Well, Ben, what do you think about the Doritos Loco taco? Oh, no opinion? Okay.
It hurts when you share something you love with someone and then they don't respond well. You show them like your favorite music, like listen to this, and or a good movie, and they're like, I once took told mom and dad about a great restaurant that we really liked. Took them, and mom was like, she didn't like it. She gave me like a, wasn't very good. And I was like, this is my favorite place. And it kind of hurt me a little bit. I was like,
Mom can find something bad in anything really good. So.
The problem was the critique that she gave the place, she was right.
Like that it's like not authentic?
She said something about it that I was like, she's actually right. But still, it hurt. So I understand how you feel about the Doritos Locos Taco. I'm really
sorry. You know, mom and dad go out to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. They love that place. And it's good. It is good. I've been there. But there are places way better than that that me and Becca have been to that are like five-star, amazing. I fear of ever taking them to one of these places that they'll react that way. Like, wasn't that good?
Hurt your feelings a little bit.
You want to appreciate the good food.
Well,
anyways.
Welcome to the Darwin Waters podcast, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the stories from last week?
I do. There was a man who died while...
Yeah, if you don't remember at all. We had the man who went after his keys underneath the roller coaster, and he got...
Oh, yes, obviously, yes.
Yes, a great story. We had the man who accidentally hung himself reaching for his phone. He's live streaming himself, right? We had the first-time driver who backed off of a cliff.
And the girl,
we had the lady, farmer who was prying open a bomb.
Those were actually good ones. Yeah. What was it even close, any of it?
They were almost tied. Almost completely tied. We had one that got a small percentage more. It's the fake suicide accident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that one. The guy who
Good.
He was live streaming his pretend fake suicide, and his phone rang, and he went for it, and then he actually did die.
That's good. So, yeah. Good. I'm glad when they actually have a say.
Oh, but the roller coaster. That's an end of the year top 10.
Yeah, maybe the people in the audience can see him trying to get his keys. You know, they can understand it.
Yeah, I get it.
But poor timing. Anyways, well, great. That was a great story. I'm glad that it did well. You know, suicide. It's great.
You're happy.
Can that be a top 10? Can that be a suicide?
That could definitely be a top 10 because he wasn't committing suicide.
I swear this year we've had that happen already before, right?
Hanging. You're 7 months in.
Yeah, it happens twice.
A great Darwin Award holiday is coming up in the United States, at least, the 4th of July.
Oh, we always have the 4th of July themed page or podcast next week.
It should be quite easy to find some. We're not going to be able to record next week.
Are you going to blow up some stuff?
I don't plan on it. We might buy some fireworks. I don't know.
So you're telling me we're going to get together to plan our speech at Aaron's wedding the day before. Is that what's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I might tell Aaron, listen, we're not doing this. Okay? It's off.
Now that we know she listens to the podcast.
Hey, you know, Ben already has something written. We'll just send him up
there.
Oh,
yeah. His wife wrote it or something.
Send him up there. He can say it. And then it'll be on behalf of all three of us. It'll be done. Yeah. And then we're done. Yeah. Sound good?
Easy. All right. Well, 4th of July. We're excited for it. That's where everyone in America does dumb things. I will be blowing up things as well. First time I'll be doing actual real fireworks. So I'm excited about it.
What? You have like 5 kids.
Four, we'll just like 4 little kids. Tiny, crappy, you know.
Oh, you're doing real.
Look at the worm grow. Look at the poppers, you know. Yeah.
My kids are old enough that I'm like, aren't you guys going?
This is going to be like bees that fly around and chase them around the yard type of fireworks.
Oh, wow. That's going to be really fun. That's going to be good. Darwin All right. Award. We have some excellent Darwin Award nominees for you this week. People that died this week doing things that are stupid if you're a first-time listener. We research stories from the past week, and we find people who died doing dumb things, and we nominate them for Darwin Awards, and we choose a winner. Actually, you can choose a winner by voting. So,
yeah.
Adam, were you going to go first this week?
I can.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go with the man out of, what the crap, Sri Lanka? That's where it is. I don't know how to say that. Is it Sri Lanka or Sri Lanka?
I don't think there's an H. I think it's Sri. Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. Yeah. Sri Lankan man. Where is Sri Lanka, Joe?
It's not in the U.S., and that's all that matters.
You don't even know.
I'm pretty sure it's somewhere it's on the coast, in the Orient.
Singapore area, maybe?
So, yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Since it does involve Singaporean a vessel.
What's the capital of Sri Lanka?
It is a capital, isn't it? Isn't it the capital?
I don't know. Like it's Colombo or something.
Is it the capital of Singapore? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We don't care. This has to do with the 6 fishermen. Or I guess they're fishermen, yeah. They were out on the coast, off the coast of Sri Lanka, and they stumbled upon something that was magical.
No, so I'm picturing a some sort of stingray, some sort of manta ray.
No.
Like on Moana that glows in the dark. No? Okay.
I thought for sure you're going to go like, oh, a mermaid came out of the ocean. No.
A siren.
No, they found one of those like message in a bottle things floating in sea.
Sending out an SOS. Did it have a note inside of it?
Yes, it was like from your classroom. It said, kill yourself.
You open it up, it says, kill yourself. Imagine finding a message in the bottle. You're so excited. It just says, kill yourself. You know what?
Kill yourself.
I might create a bunch of those and toss them in the ocean.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Guys, we're taking a trip to California. They just show up on the beaches everywhere. No. Okay, no, that wasn't it. They actually found bottles, but the bottles had some liquid in it. And they assumed, well, this is probably alcohol. You know, that's the first thing.
Urine. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Someone could have peed in a bottle. Oh my gosh. I guess
if you're in the ocean, why wouldn't you just pee into the ocean instead of peeing in a bottle and throwing it in the ocean? Makes more sense.
Well, they were on a multi-day trip, and they found the bottles floating nearly 200 or 320 nautical miles off the coast of Sri Lanka, which is about where you'd find bottles floating.
Wow.
They thought it contained alcohol, so naturally they said, let's open these up. Let's get drunk. Let's open the bottles up, drink.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can figure what happened. 4 of them died after drinking the liquid.
Oh.
The 6th person, they don't mention the 5th person. They just say the 6th person was taken to the hospital critically. That is a foursome, like a golf foursome right there. Taken out all at the same time by doing something extremely dumb. Now, Joe, maybe imagine you're at sea and you've been there a while and all of a sudden a 6-pack of Coca-Cola comes floating up.
I'm drinking it.
In the bottles.
I'm drinking it.
You just drink it like this. Why Coca-Cola.
Wouldn't you?
I know you like Coke in a bottle, but
wouldn't
you?
No, you wouldn't pop that open and drink it.
Well, maybe there's said Jack Daniels on it. They're like, "Ooh, dude, alcohol, sweet." And somebody else on the other coast is like, dude, I'm putting acid in these bottles. I'm going to float them out to the sea.
Okay. I guess the real question is it sealed with a cork or is it sealed with a bottle cap? Because a bottle cap, I mean, it's not a twist off. Then it's probably good, whatever's in there. Probably hold off for quite a while.
What I hate about these stories is they never tell you what, they didn't do like a test on the bottles at all to see what it really was in there. So.
Are they going to? It says right here at the bottom of the article, authorities are now investigating the contents of the bottles.
Okay, then. There we go. What does that mean? They're sipping it, trying a little bit? That's going to be good.
Yeah.
They're
investigating.
To me, it's Darwin, to me. Just finding floating bottles at sea. It's like the man who found a full bottle in the landfill and drank it. It's the same thing.
Okay, it's not the same thing. Because if you find a bottle in the trash or a bottle floating in the ocean, one is in the trash to be thrown away. One may have just slipped off of some guy's boat.
It's just a rule of thumb. You don't open a random bottle you find and drink it. That's all.
I agree. What do you think it was?
Maybe it was just like 200-year alcohol. It was bleach.
No. Yeah, it's been floating out there forever.
It was... the next coronavirus in a bottle. That's what it was.
Sri Lanka is an island nation off the coast of India. Officially, the Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka. So they're dirty socialists, you know.
Okay, if I were to guess, I would say there's 10 million people in Sri Lanka. That's my guess.
Off the coast of India?
You think it's... Oh, probably it's on an island?
Okay. 500
million. 2 million? What? You think there's that many?
It's India, okay?
I definitely think it's smaller than...
Okay, population of Sri Lanka. I'm looking it up.
Mm-hmm. And it's 10 million, my guess.
22 million.
Yeah, not very big. That's like...
It's like California.
Half of California.
Oh, yes. This California has gone up in... Well, yes. Actually, gone up in...
People are leaving. Population. People are coming. You never know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
But who's leaving? Who's coming?
Who really knows the count of people?
Well, there's half of them on the streets. They don't really count those.
They don't have a home, so they can't count.
Okay, that was a good story. We should give credit where it's due. That story was sent to us by Mel from Australia.
It was. That was.
She
a great
is
story,
awesome.
Mel.
She's awesome.
Good find. Great
she
find.
She sent us two stories this week. Mel from Australia.
Are we going to use the other story she sent? Or is
I don't know. I don't know. I think we have some better ones than the other story.
Okay, we'll see.
But this one was a solid one. It should be noted that anybody who wants can send us stories or emails the Darwin Awards Podcast at gmail.com. All right.
It's too long to type. Isn't that too long?
It really is, yeah. But you can click on the link below for email us. I mean, it's right. It's just down there. If you're listening, just click
that's true. I mean, what? It'd be easier if they could just message us, you know.
Well, I'm not leaving a phone number.
Email's difficult. All right, whatever. Go on.
There are people that message us on Instagram. The problem is,
I don't.
We
check
created
it ever,
the Instagram.
You know?
I never post anything, and I'll check it like once every 6 months, and I have like 5 message requests from like 3 months ago that I never looked at. So,
okay.
We have full time jobs. We're real people. We're not.
Why is my cat feeder always going off in the middle of our podcast?
Yeah, it's timed.
They get fed too much, cats.
Okay. My story is out of India. Hathras is the name of the place.
Oh, back-to-back India stories.
It basically. Is. It involves a stampede.
Of? Okay.
People,
bulls?
Humans. No, of people.
Of humans?
Yes, of humans.
Were they running from a natural disaster?
Let me show you what the stampede looked like before, or at least the group of people.
Is there a Black Friday deal at Walmart? Is this what's happening? What is happening?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of people everywhere. So, is it the parade of, is it the colors day, whatever that is?
These are all really, really good questions. Here, check this out.
Wow, that looks scary. It looks like a movie.
This is a tweet. A few hours ago, a religious festival in Uttar Pradesh, India, drew an unusually large crowd because a high-ranking Hindu monk was attending. After the ceremony, a stampede happened, and 122 people have died so far.
Whoa, they're so packed in there.
Yes.
Oh, can you imagine? Have you ever been? You probably have. I've been in Mexico where I've been in a subway that's so packed, you're like squished between four people and you can't move. You can't even get off the subway because it's so packed.
I never really had that experience.
That's what it reminds me of. Wow. It's just all those people, you cannot move, you can't get on or off, and it's just a pain.
Sounds horrible.
122 people.
Yeah, 122 people died so far.
Well, what's the Darwin here? What did they do? Trying to touch the monk? Or what are they trying to do?
Let me read directly from the article. You're getting close.
Heal me.
It occurred at a congregation of this guy, who his real name is Bole Baba. He is a native of whatever, and he used to be a police officer, actually. He retired, and he became some sort of religious guru. Okay.
Okay.
He has no children. And he takes his wife along with him to preach.
Okay.
And people follow him everywhere they go. He conducts sermons, and he has people just following him all over the place. According to Sacrindo Rao Subdivisional Magistrate, the tragedy occurred when devotees tried to get a glimpse of Bole Baba as the event ended. They also wanted to collect soil from around his feet where he had stepped.
Wow, this guy is... I never even heard of this guy, but...
Yes, so as he was leaving, everybody ran and tried to pick up the dirt that he stepped on. And those people were stampeded.
Oh, they bent down to get the dirt.
Down to pick up the dirt that he stepped on.
I was trying to look up this dude. Who is this dude?
Bholebaba.
I've never heard of this dude.
Of course
not.
Is
he like...
We're not Indians.
Isn't the new Buddha...
He looks like the guy from Gangnam Style.
Oh, he does. I see it. Yeah, he's wearing those glasses and a white shirt. Man, he does.
He looks just like the guy from
Gangnam Style. Is he just a celebrity then? He's not really like a prophet or something?
What is a prophet? To them, he's a prophet.
He's literally, all the pictures, he wears these like cool shades on. He's wearing like a white tux. You know, he looks like he's in his 40s maybe.
Yeah.
This guy's got it going on.
It started out 27 people were stampeded right away. You know, it's just.
Are you sure they went to go pick up dirt? Are you sure about this?
What?
I don't know. It just seems.
I can only go off what the news article says.
Pick up dirt? People are smarter than that.
Here's the title of the article. Let me show it to you so you can see the title. I'll read it to everybody, but I'll show it to you. Devotees rush to collect soil from around Oh, dang it. I actually clicked on that.
There's a lot of people there. Is that real?
How do I get off of that?
It's a good picture. Looks like all women, though. There's no men in that picture.
There it is. Devotees rush to collect soil from around Bole Baba's feet. Triggered the tragedy?
Oh, so they're all trying to get to him. They're like, oh, I got some dirt from where he stepped on. And everyone bends over and everyone falls on top of each other.
Like,
Man, could you be crushed to death? That's horrible.
Yeah, that would scare me to death.
I remember you and Ben and me used to kind of wrestle, and sometimes you guys would get on top of me, and I feel like I couldn't breathe for a minute.
Imagine
100 people.
Comparing me at 120 pounds sitting on you, too.
You just described Dad's worst nightmare right there.
What?
Going out that way.
He already doesn't
like crowds and claustrophobic, but falling down with the crowd? Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Wait. Are you just trying to one-up my four fishermen with 127 people?
Yeah, beat that.
I mean, maybe two people bent over for soil and everyone fell down. Yeah,
that's the hard part about the story. I don't believe there were 100 and some odd Darwin Awards. Okay?
Yeah.
I believe that there are some in there.
I believe I have the winning story so far.
Mine came with a video.
Of people being trampled to death, I can watch Walmart Black Friday for that.
Okay. All right, fine. Bring it. Bring it.
You know what you didn't bring, Joe? You said you're going to bring. You didn't bring an update from last week.
And what do you mean?
Aaron sent you an update. Do you not remember this?
Yeah, but Ben's not here, so...
To make fun of him?
I don't want to read it.
Fine. Won't make fun of him.
An update to last week's story about Ben. That's a good story, but I don't want to read it without him here.
Fine.
What, do you want me to?
No, it is kind of embarrassing. you know, and he probably has to defend himself.
Yeah, it'd be better.
Aaron has way, Ben doesn't remember it, apparently. Aaron has way better details than how Ben remembered it.
Oh,
and
agree.
Apparently he was like, you know, 18 years old or something.
I don't, he wasn't 18.
Happened right before he got married. I don't even know. Okay. Well, so the story I'm going to bring.
Come on, Adam.
You don't got I can't remember which story.
Oh, that's too bad.
What was it, Joe?
Well, there's a drone story.
No, it wasn't a drone one. What was the other one I was going to share?
There's cable. There's firing at police. There's
that was the Indian
lying
one.
In the road.
I liked it. Is that the one Mel sent?
Yeah,
the lying in the road.
The road one.
No,
but there's no details.
Yeah, he just lied down. He's tired. I don't even know. No, I'm going to send the Indian one. It was.
What do you mean Indian one?
The guy who accidentally killed himself.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So,
sending out an SOS.
Okay. And no, stop, that song's horrible.
Message in a bottle.
Why do you always sing the worst songs? Like it's like you've been living in Lowe's or Kohl's
you know
or some
funny?
Other department store.
Speaking of that, Katie and I once were at Lowe's and we heard a song. And then we couldn't figure out who sang it or what it was. And it took us a full year. We were like, what is that song? Like, we're trying so hard to remember. It took us a freaking year.
Was it a song you liked or
hated?
Yeah,
it was a song from the 90s that we knew. You know, we could kind of start singing it a little bit, but we didn't know any of the words, but we both knew which song we were trying to remember. It took us a year. The other day, I just happened upon it in an Instagram reel, and I immediately sent it to Katie.
That's the song.
We had a full year, like, with that. Holding
and then you discover what it is, you're like, oh, okay.
No. Katie was like, you're my hero.
Was it Enrique Iglesias?
I can't. You know what? I can't remember what it was now.
Mm.
I forgot.
Well, I almost wanted to leave Lowe's the other day because the song was so bad and so annoying. I'm like, I hate this song so much. I just want to leave. I have a Lowe's safe day. I don't know. I'm not going to repeat it. I don't want to get in my head again. Something from this 80s. You know what? No.
Okay, good.
Okay, so this one actually is going to come out of Ghaziabad in India. Now, I originally saw this story, and I read it once. Then I saw it again, and saw it again. I'm like, what is going on with this dude? 22-year-old man who, this to me is debatable, but we'll debate it. There's a man who was apparently decided he was going to be giving the police a little problem here. He was going to be shooting at them with a gun.
Giving the police a little problem.
Already not
shooting
good,
at them.
Not a good start for this man.
Okay, so how did the police respond? They shoot back?
I don't know. I guess they had a little scuffle. It says scuffle in a lot of articles. But that's like, when I think of a scuffle, I think a bunch of guys like dogpiling each other in a scuffle. Right?
Yeah, a scuffle is like a melee. You know, it's not really a fist fight.
Yeah. Well, as he was being arrested, I imagine he's on the ground or something. His loaded pistol that he had, I guess, in his pocket, hit him on the thigh and shot him, and it caused a fatal injury. So I have two questions already about this. Number one, did the police just like, too bad you got shot? And then, you know, just took him to prison and he died. You know, they don't take him to the hospital. I don't know.
Mm.
Or did he really shoot the gun? Or, was
or
it
did
like,
they shoot him?
He did shot they himself. Shoot him?
And then he died
shot
all
himself
of a sudden.
In the leg.
That
sounds
more realistic.
There
was a scuffle beforehand,
too.
Though, right?
Well, he was
they
accused in a theft case. That's what he does. They said. And they went to go arrest him around 3:30. However... when they reached the scene, the pistol had been fired and into his leg. So I'm not quite sure. They're not very clear on what they're talking about here.
You know what's funny is all the articles, I didn't really read them, but all the articles that I saw on this were like, man tries to shoot police, shoots himself instead. That's what they all said. They're reporting
yes.
That he He tried to shoot the police and like a gun misfired or something. That's
okay. They actually have a good story here. It's not bad.
Ooh, read it to us.
It says the commissioner said that the shooting by this man was recorded on CCTV footage while he was firing at a taking place. I don't know what that means. While the firing at a taking place escaped from the scene. I don't know if that doesn't make any sense.
That's bad
the police team went after him. After a few minutes, patrolling team stationed near the scene added that he became aware the police were coming. So he opened fire on one of them and hit one of the constables in the shoulder. So he shot one of the dudes, one of the police.
Okay, so he shot and hit one of the police officers already.
Well, yeah. So now he's begging to be killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
The police retaliated with an attack, which led to him taking shelter at a nearby house, where they again fired at the police. Later, the police team entered the house, nabbed the suspects, while wrestling and arresting Rehan. His loaded pistol went off and shot himself in the leg, in the thigh.
Okay.
Meanwhile, his friend escaped through the house terrace and never to be found again.
Oh, wow. So, he escaped in the billions of faces in India.
Okay, interesting story, but...
If they do a wanted poster in India, is anybody responding to that?
Good one, Joe.
It's like, oh, look, it's a guy with a mustache and black hair.
I don't think they do wanted posters. Do they?
I don't think anybody has wanted posters before. Okay,
when's the last time you saw a wanted poster?
What's the deal? If someone shoots a police officer, do you think the police are going to treat him nicely, wrestle him, and arrest him and take him to jail?
No. No, definitely not. They're going to...
Shot their friend. They
probably pulled the gun out of his pocket and shot him in the leg.
And watched him bleed.
And he wound up dying.
We're not calling for help. He's just laying there bleeding until he dies.
They're going to do the autopsy, and actually both of his kneecaps were shot. That's what's going to happen. He's dead.
He shot himself in both knees.
Somehow. Ricocheted. Well.
Now, let's just say that the police killed him, right? And you shot him as a police officer. Where would you shoot? Why? You wouldn't really shoot him in the thigh, right? That's because of where you got shot.
You don't want to just straight up kill him. You need him to suffer, right?
Okay, so that's what you think. Okay.
Maybe they were aiming somewhere else and they just got the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a few other places. All right, well, that's good. But you know what? We have to go by what the article says. The article says that he shot himself on accident.
It was an accident. Complete accident.
That's how it works. Yeah. All right. That's a good story. I like it. Okay. So I got one more chance. Is that what's happening here? Oh, what should I go with? I'm going to have to go with the hiker.
Seems like the guys in the boats can win so far. But go ahead.
Whoa. What about the stampede?
Moving on, what's your fourth story?
My story is a man by the last name of Onion. Mr. Onion.
Like Saboya or Onion? What is it?
Saboya.
Is it really Onion?
Yeah, Saboya.
Is it Onion?
O-N-I-O-N.
Oh, okay.
That's Onion, right? He's a hiker. And he was hiking a very steep mountain.
Can you imagine if you actually smelled bad like onions? And your name is Onion.
What a horrible last name. You know, in my town, there's a family. There's lots of them. Last name Gross. Gross. Can you imagine marrying somebody as a girl?
They probably go by Gross.
Gross. I bet. It's pronounced Gross.
Well, is it Gross with an E? Am I wrong about that? No, it's SS. Yeah. You're right.
It's gross. Yeah. Yes. Gross. And you know what's funny is I know one of the kids, and I don't want to say his name. But his name is a vegetable. It's the name for a vegetable.
Oh, it's radish. Radish Gross. Yeah,
essentially, it's something like that. Yeah, it's horrible.
Sweet potato. Okay, whatever. Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. Mm. An army veteran, an experienced hiker, tragically fell to his death in Wales' largest national park.
Can you tell me what it takes to qualify as an experienced hiker?
Everyone who's been walking.
Are we experienced hikers?
Well, I don't know about we. I am an experienced hiker.
I've been on a few like 50-mile hikes. Am I experienced?
I think if you got your Eagle Scout, you're an experienced hiker. That's okay. My guess, right? You got your hiking merit badge, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember this? I was thinking about this today.
20 Adam. Miles in one day? You talking about that
20
one?
Miles in one day. Do you remember that? I remember that.
That was the worst hike of my life. Worst hike.
It wasn't
of my
even
life.
A hike. We were on a road. They just said, okay, walk out to Patterson.
We just walked 10 miles this direction. When you get there, turn around, come back 10 miles.
That's exactly what we did.
Concrete.
On a road in the middle of the summer. It was like 90 something degrees and we were hiking. We were walking on a road for 20
yes.
miles.
And we I think there was like a prize. Oh, John Gauthier said he's going to give a free pizza to anyone who beats him. And we were the only two that beat him. Yep.
What? Really? I don't remember this.
Yep. We beat him. We both got free pizzas and breadsticks. But it was horrible. My feet hurt for weeks, I felt like, after that. Dumb.
It was so
dumb,
hot.
Dumb. 20 miles in one day, you got to take a break. You can't just walk. You know how long that takes to walk? Oh, my gosh.
I see YouTube hikers do it all the time.
That was one of the worst experiences of hiking.
Did you do Half Dome? You did Half Dome with us, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's too bad. All right. Mm. This man fell on a steep slope trying to retrieve his drone.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Where?
Took his drone.
And how valuable is the drone?
It doesn't say. Okay, but check this out. During the attempt to retrieve the drone, he fell 160 feet to his death.
Ooh, so he was like Nacho Libre climbing the cliff with the eagle's nest, and he fell. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
160 feet fall. That is huge.
Yes. For those of you who aren't Americans, that's like 50 meters. All right.
Is
before
it?
His death. Yeah, I believe so. Something like that, maybe. All right. Before his death on the way up the mountain, he had already slipped and fallen once. Just on the way up the mountain. He's bleeding from his knee and his finger, and he bandaged up his injuries from his first aid kit. And then his group continued. He was with like five other hikers, and they continued to the top. He had taken his drone out that misty morning, but one of the other hikers told the investigators that they had seen it drop down the other side of the mountain. Witnesses said that Mr. Onion had gone after it, but the terrain was extremely steep. He was seen falling on his back, sliding down the slope before going out of sight, before one of the group members rang 999, which in Wales
so,
is 911.
I was going to say, yeah, this is in UK or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The casualty had fallen about, or the victim had fallen about 50 meters and was found lying in the bottom of the slope. This dude seems like an absolute stud of a man, hiker, you know what I mean? Good hiker, army veteran, but he went where he shouldn't have gone, a very steep slope where he'd already fallen once, searching after a drone that was in an unachievable place. That's what I think.
I don't know. I mean, how much does that drone have to cost to you to go for it? Any ideas?
Well, hold on. We're not talking about walking on the street and you're climbing over a fence to get a drone. We're talking about being on the edge of a very steep cliff and going to get a drone. So,
That's true.
I don't think there's an amount of money that I would... At some point, you just look at it and you're like, I can't do this. I can't go get that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, Wellington, my son, got a little drone. For his friend. Or his friend got one. That's what it was. His friend got a drone and they were flying it. Day one, flew it up in a tree. Pine tree. Really tall pine tree.
Right? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Wellington was the one flying it. So we had to buy the kid a new drone because it got stuck on top of the pine tree. Mm-hmm. And and they were like, they wanted to go climb this tree. I mean, this is, you know, easily a 40-foot tree. You're not going to climb this tree. This pine tree. Especially a pine tree. Like, you can't get up there.
Hold up. You did it his age.
It was a tree I'm familiar with that I lived in. Not like just some, like...
some random tree.
Spider-infested neighbor's tree, you know?
Yeah, you can't get up a pine tree, do it.
Well, that drone... We bought him a new drone. And then a few weeks later, the wind blew that drone back down to the ground.
Oh.
And so...
What do you do?
Well, no,
you
here
you
got a new
bring
drone.
Me your drone back.
Oh, no. Wellington played with it again, and it got stuck in the tree again.
Well, it doesn't matter. You bought that kid a new drone.
So I know, but he did not learn his lesson about flying freaking drones. And then they tried to throw crap at it in the tree, and it got stuck in the neighbor's tree. Okay. So there is just things in the neighbor's tree.
Okay. Is this like that tree from Mary Potter? Listen, what? The Whomping Willow. You know, like
oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yeah, it's something like that. There's no amount of drone I'm going to... Well, no, there's not. It's got to be like a military drone. Maybe he has a military drone.
Right,
I don't know.
Right, but, you know. In your son's defense, I, too, have lost control of a few drones and got them stuck places. And multiple times. I've had three of them fall out of the air and just like bust.
You break. Know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always one, fun for one day.
That's yeah. It. Yeah. Yeah. My son got, I got my son a long time ago, the Millennium Falcon drone. You ever seen that?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little Millennium Falcon, but it has a little thing. Yeah. It just looks just like, and it flies around the house. It's super hard to control because it's not the super most expensive advanced drone, but he got so good at flying that around the house. But we wouldn't let him take it outside because he immediately ends up on the roof or in somebody's tree or something like that.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's somewhere. But he was like 7 years ago and he used to fly it around.
I've seen people that do it as a hobby. They fly drones just around. It's like that's equivalent to frisbee golf to me. It's just like it's not even... It's something, but it's nothing at the same time.
Yeah. I thought about like how cool it would be to get your pilot's license or to like learn to fly drones. But honestly, isn't AI just going to take that over in no time anyway?
It's right.
Right?
It already has, I'm sure. You know what I saw the other day? I saw a self-driving Chick-fil-A vehicle. Have you seen those? It's like a mini bus. There.
Something to do with chickens and... Yeah, anyway, okay, so what's in there? Just...
No, it self-delivers Chick-fil-A.
Is it locked? Or if at a stoplight, could I climb in, grab the Chick-fil-A, and climb back out and leave?
No.
I mean, I'm sure you know, but...
Here.
What's to stop me from jumping in there, mugging the machine, and taking the chicken?
Dude, it must be locked. Look, I'll show you just real fast, just so you know, for future reference. You see this thing?
But that thing is tiny. Oh. It's not like an actual vehicle.
Yeah, watch it. Oh, it is. Watch it. Watch it go. See how
it
tiny
drives
that
on the
thing
road?
Is? It drives itself to the destination.
Is it going the bike lanes?
It just drives on the road.
I would run that thing off the road and just
and eat the
eat
Chick-fil-A.
As much chicken.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're gonna do, Joe. Oh, what are we even talking about here? I forgot. What was your story all about? Right. I lost track.
All right, here's our four stories. Let's do a quick recap.
Recap.
Story number one was some fishermen from Sri Lanka who found some bottles at sea and decided to give them a drink.
That's the best story.
Mm-hmm. Story number two was a bunch of people trying to catch a glimpse of and collect the dirt that he'd stepped upon the feet of some prophet in India.
Dude,
and trampled.
Come on, people used to do that to Jesus. So if they really believe, maybe.
People used to, maybe. The Bible says that people used to just try to get in Peter's shadow as he walked by, hoping his shadow would pass over them and heal them. This guy, it's pretty crazy.
Maybe this is what they thought.
Yeah, maybe. In fact, I heard a story of an Indian lady who's super gross, covered in dirt and filth, walking around, and she's super sick, and she throws up, and people try to gather her vomit. Because they think she's some sort of special person. I need to look up an article on her. The look on your face
right
now.
Where do you hear this crap? I don't understand.
All right. Story number three was a man who was firing at the police and accidentally shot himself in the thigh. And then nobody helped him. And then we had the hiker who was chasing after a drone. And
that
he slipped
one is
and
actually
fell,
pretty fell. Stupid.
All right, you went first. You get to vote first, Adam.
Oh,
I already know what your vote is. You've made it clear.
Yes, the people getting dirt. Ridiculous.
Well, no. That's not your vote.
No, that. Come on, the guy's it's going to be like an awesome story. It's the story of the week for sure. It's the guys who are drinking random bottles they find in the ocean floating. That's just genius.
Yeah. I'm voting for that dead. Too. Congratulations, Sri Lankans, fishermen.
No, they're Singaporean Sri Lanka fishermen. Bye.
Congrats. You're this week's winner of the Darwin Awards. Two of them survived.
One is still yet to.
Yet succumb. To what? Yet to succumb.
The one other one's fine, apparently. He didn't drink very much, I guess.
I wonder if there's a live stream of how they're doing. All right, those are our four stories.
No.
We have a winner, so let's move on to our bonus episode. Now, did you see the story about the guy who won the lottery? No, he didn't win the lottery. He won, like, money in a casino. Did you see that guy?
He died?
He won $4 million.
Oh, yes, I did see
you
that.
You saw that?
I saw
it. Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that one.
Did you see the two 19-year-olds that died in the same way a week apart? Doing something stupid?
No.
And they were boyfriend-girlfriend?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like whippets or something? Some sort of drug?
No. It's just kind of a freak thing.
Did you hear about the guy in North Korea who's being put to death? This one, I mean, a lot of them are, but one specifically. Do you know... He was caught listening to this. I'm not going to tell you what it is. He had to listen to the picture.
Gangnam Style? What was it? I have one other story, though, that is pretty intense. It's right up your alley. The Florida man who sneezed. Did you see that one?
Ooh, I've not.
Oh, so gross.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Gross. I'll give you a hint. It was right after surgery.
Oh, I can't wait to tell that story. You have to do that one first, okay?
Fine.
If you'd like to listen to the bonus episode, guys, all you got to do is click one of the links below. Join us on Patreon, or you can pay the Apple Podcasts Darwin Awards Plus, and you can listen to Darwin Awards Plus on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, wait, we're not going to be around next week, right?
Yeah, I think, I know I'm not going to be, I'm going to be out of town next week.
Going to be in Salt Lake.
Yeah. I won't be able to do it next
week. So this man, I'll share it with you just so you know. Here it is. Here's the picture.
Florida man sneezes. Hold on.
Hold on.